It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? My neighbor. I'm glad we're together because I have some secret writing utensils to show you. This is what I brought. A cake of soap and a very dark pencil. I'll show you what we'll do with them right away. Do some secret writing right away, or drawing or whatever. Oh, fish. Let's give the fish their food right away. Not too much, just enough. Fishes. What rhymes with fishes? Can you think? Wishes? Yeah. Fishes with wishes. Do fish wish? I like to rhyme words like that. Well, let's get to our secret writing. Now, what I use is plain white paper. And then put this white soap on the white paper. Like this. If you look very carefully, you can see it. But if you don't look so carefully, see? Looks as if there's nothing there. And if you do that in front of a friend, and give them a very dark pencil and say, now go like this, and you'll see what I have written. Just do it on the side. And out will come your secret writing. Right under there was where the soap was. I think that's kind of fun to do, don't you? Let's try one other. There's somebody at the door. Let's go see who it is. Will you look and then tell me who it is, please? Oh, Mr. McFeely. Hi, Mr. McFeely.
Mr. Rogers, good day.
Good day to you. I don't think I've ordered anything.
Well, as a matter of fact, I might as well tell you right now, today I don't have any deliveries or any messages for you.
Oh, well then maybe there's something that I can do for you.
Well, yes, there is. Could I use your phone to call my wife?
Of course, come in.
All right, thank you.
You know where it is, Mr. McFeely,
yes,
right over here.
There we go.
Mr. McFeely's wife's name is Mrs. McFeely.
Hello, my dear. I'm over at Mr. Rogers' place, and I just wanted to call and tell you I'll be a little late tonight. All righty? Well, look, what'd you say? Well, I'll try. I'll bide. Yavis? Gobbid? Bye-bye, my dear. Govind, bye-bye. I bet that sounded a little strange to you, Mr. Rogers.
Well, it's not any talk that I understand.
Well, it's a secret language. Mrs. McFeely and I call it Ob Talk.
Ob Talk?
Yes, sir.
Secret language.
Secret languages. She's teaching me Ob Talk.
Well, my friend and I have been doing some secret writing. Would you like to see how we've done it?
Secret writing? I certainly would.
Yeah, come on out here in the kitchen.
All righty.
Sit down, Mr. McFeely.
This is a day for secret languages and secret writings.
Yes. You see, all I use is just a little soap.
All right.
And then I put the soap on here, like this. And if you don't look too closely, you can't see anything, because it's white on white. But if you take this pencil, mm-hmm. and on the side go like this, you'll see some letters.
All right, well, I don't see anything right now. You say go like that. All righty, well, I'll give it a try here. Here we go.
He's coming out.
There's something. Why, that's an S. Let me finish it off here. It says S.
That's right. There's the S.
Oh, there's more?
Yes, there's
right.
Some more.
Find that one. I like this secret writing of yours, Mr. Rogers. Oh, I think it says S.D.
Right. S.D.
Speedy Delivery, right?
Speedy Delivery. Those are your initials for Speedy Delivery.
And speaking of Speedy Delivery, I have to Speedy Delivery right on. I have some more deliveries. Thank you for showing me that, Mr. Rogers.
You're very welcome, Mr. McFeely.
I like that secret writing. I'll have to show my grandchildren someday.
Please do.
Oh, I almost forgot. When I was talking to Mrs. McFeely, she asked me to tell you to invite you and your friends over to see a special movie of hers.
Oh, we'd be glad to come.
Well, she'll be there. I may be a little late, but she'll be there.
All right, fine. Mr. McFeely, before you go, how was it you said in that Ob Talk goodbye?
Gobbled bye-bye.
Gobbled bye-bye.
Gobbled bye-bye.
Gobbled bye-bye to you, Mr. McFeely. Bye. Gobbled bye-bye. Why don't we say hello to the neighborhood of make-believe? Hi, Charlie. Yep. I think I'd like to pretend that X the Owl wants to work alone today, all by himself. And some people just don't understand why. Okay, Charlie, to the neighborhood of make-believe.
X the Owl, Speedy Delivery, Speedy Delivery, Speedy Delivery for X the Owl. Well, what have we here? There's a sign on X's door. Let me see here. Do not disturb. Well, I guess X doesn't want to be disturbed today, but I have this delivery right here for him. Now, I wonder where I shall put it now. Let me see. Well, I guess it's not important to give it to him today. Oh, I've got an idea. I'll just call for Henrietta. Good day,
meow,
Henrietta.
Meow, Mr. McFeely, meow.
Good day to you, good day to you.
Meow to you.
Henrietta, I don't quite understand why X has the do not disturb sign on his door.
Meow. Meow, meow doesn't want to come out, meow, meow. Meow, I understand, meow.
Well, I see. Well, you're his neighbor, and if you understand, well, that's fine.
Meow, look who's coming here.
Lady Elaine, good day to you. Good day.
Good day. Good day. Good day. What's this over here?
Well, it's a do not disturb sign X put on his door.
Oh, I can see that. I wonder why.
I don't know.
Do not disturb.
Well, maybe he wants to be alone.
Alone?
Yes.
Well, that's nonsense. I don't get over to this tree that often. He can just come out and tell me what's what.
Well, now, Lady Elaine.
X. X.
And, Lady, I wouldn't do
come
that.
Come out where your friend asks you to. Come on out, X.
Now, Lady Elaine, don't you think you should leave him alone if he wants to be left alone?
I just want to say hello. X, what are you doing in there? What are you doing in there, X?
Oh, I'm busy, Lady Elaine. Please go away.
Busy, he says. Do not disturb, he says. What's that owl up to? Very suspicious. I think I'll speak to the king about this.
Well, now, Lady Lynn, I don't know if I'd do that if I were... She certainly has her own ideas, Henrietta.
Meow, 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 King Friday, meow, 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 meow.
Henrietta, just what is X doing in there?
Meow, meow, writing poems, meow, think.
Oh, writing poems, well, I see. Well, I have this delivery here for him. Do you think you could give it to him if you have a chance?
Meow, meow, surely.
All righty, well, there you go. It's Rex the Owl.
Meow, meow, Mr. McFeely.
There you go. Thank you. Certainly helped a lot, Henrietta. Speedy delivery. Thank you again. Thank you.
Meow, 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 bicycle, meow, meow.
Speedy delivery. Good day.
Meow, meow, Mr. McFeely. Meow, meow.
No, Fairchild, you may not spy on X the Owl. Take off that silly disguise immediately.
Not so loud, Friday. You're going to blow my cover.
Fairchild, there'll be no spying in my kingdom.
But, Friday, what could he be doing over there? Making bombs? Training undercover agents? Why do you think he won't come out of his tree?
Speedy delivery.
Oh, here comes
Speedy
McFeely.
Delivery.
He'll tell you. He
Speedy
was
delivery.
There.
Good day to you.
McFeely, come here, McFeely.
Yes.
Come here immediately.
Yes, Your Majesty.
Yes, come here, Mr. McFeely.
Be there
McFeely.
In a moment. Be there in a moment.
I need
right
your
there,
words.
Friday.
Quickly.
Yes, yes, Your Majesty.
McFeely, Lady Elaine Fairchild here.
Lady Elaine Fairchild.
Yes, she said you were present when X the Owl refused to come out of his tree.
But why, Lady Elaine, that is you behind that bush. Well, yes, I was. Yes, I was.
All right. Do you have knowledge of why X the Owl won't come out of his tree?
Well, X was writing poems, King Friday.
Writing poems? How lovely, Fairchild. You're a silly woman.
You say that's lovely, Friday, and I'm silly? Well, what do you suppose the poems are about? Sabotage? Intrigue? Probably secret code. You must demand to see those poems.
Fairchild, X's poems belong to X. I could invite him to share them with me. Yes.
Will that be all, King Friday? I have a lot of deliveries to make today.
Oh, just take a message to X for me.
Yes, Your Majesty.
I shall not demand to see X's poems, but I would like to invite him to share them with us tomorrow at 1:30. Will you tell him that?
Oh, yes, certainly I will. 1:30. Speedy delivery. I certainly will tell him.
Speedy delivery is good.
Speedy delivery.
You're getting soft, Friday. You never know what people will be writing these days.
Oh, Fairchild.
Now listen to me. Especially when those people want to be alone and all. I just don't like secrecy.
X, I'm sorry to bother you, but I have a message from the king.
Oh, Mr. McFeely, how in the world are you?
Well, I'm fine, thank you. King Friday invites you to come to the castle tomorrow at 1:30, and he wants you to share your poetry with the entire kingdom.
My poetry?
Yes, sirree.
You mean the poems I'm writing now?
Yes, sirree.
At 1:30, boy, if I'm going to finish in time for that, I'd better get back to work. Oh, you know, it sure is tough to work alone, Mr. McFeely, but some of my best poems come from it.
Well, I'm glad to hear it, X. Well, a good day to you. Oh, X,
yeah.
Did you get that package I left for you?
Oh, yes, thanks. Henrietta brought it over. It was my yellow paper. I write my best poems on yellow paper.
Yellow paper, you say? Well, I'm glad to hear it.
Right. Well, goodbye, Mr. McFeely. Well,
goodbye. Thanks. Good day to you. Goodbye. Speedy delivery. Speedy delivery. Hello there, Charlie.
Sometimes people just want to be alone and quiet when they're making something. I know even when I was little, I used to like to be alone and quiet when I was doing certain things. What color paper do you like to use best? X said he liked to use yellow paper. Mm-hmm. They're favorites and everything. I was just thinking, why don't we go over to the McFeelys now? Mrs. McFeely promised to show us a movie. Yeah, let's see what it's about, okay? Come along, we'll go together. Mrs. McFeely. It's funny.
Hello, Mr. Rogers.
Oh, hi, Mrs. McFeely. I expected you to be in there.
I was out in the barnyard getting this kitten to show to you and your friend.
Hi, kitten. What's its name?
Her name's Cherry Stone. She's 8 weeks old.
Oh, she feels so soft.
Isn't that nice?
You like animals, don't you?
Oh, I love animals.
You do know my friend.
Hi, how are you?
Do you think Cherry Stone would like to see the film with us?
I do. Let's go inside. Will you come?
Come on.
I have been really looking forward to showing you and your friend this film, Mr. Rogers. Here, you take Cherry Stone.
Okay.
Now see if the film is all ready. Yeah, it seems to be.
What's it about?
Look. It's about one of my favorite animals, a dolphin.
Is it all right if she goes?
Sure. She lives here. Mm. See, those are dolphins.
Oh, yes.
You know I love secret languages, Mr. Rogers. And these dolphins speak a secret language that I cannot figure out. I just can't speak it.
Well, how does it sound?
Listen to this.
I never expected that big dolphins would sound like that.
Doesn't that sound funny? Sometimes I try to imagine what it is that they're saying. When they're playing, those are the sounds that they make when they're playing, and they jump up out of the water and come back again and turn over. They're really wonderful animals.
And that's what the film's about?
Yes.
Would you show it to us?
Yeah, I'm going to put on my record so that we can hear the kinds of sounds they make and we can see them playing at the same time.
Good.
Just a minute. Here's a record.
You have your light switch on the other side of the door there.
Yes, I do.
I like your house.
Do you like it?
Yeah.
We've lived here for a very, very long time. I feel like it's kind of like our own house. What did you think of the dolphins?
Oh, boy. You know, it made me feel as if I wanted to go like that.
Me too. They go up and then down and all around. It's wonderful. I'd love to move like a dolphin and swim like a dolphin.
Just sort of like they're dancing.
Yes, I know what you mean.
And the way they talk.
Yes, isn't that great? Bop, 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 bop.
But you can't really understand it, can you?
No, but you can imagine what they're saying, and I'd like to do that, too.
Are people trying to understand what they're saying?
Yes, I think so.
Home, dear. Oh, Mr. McFeely.
Good day, Mr. Rogers.
Mr.
Good
day. McFeely.
How'd you like the film?
Oh, it was just great. What do you have?
I have some chickens, dear. They arrived today, and I picked them up from
so
the railway express.
We've been waiting for our new chickens. Would you like to hold one?
Mm-hmm. You take care of all kinds of animals here, don't you?
Certainly do.
That piece of straw there. Here's another one. Can you hold it, too?
Mm-hmm. All right, chickens.
They make a nice sound, too.
Did you have a long trip?
They were just born 2 days ago.
They feel soft, but you know they feel different from the kitty.
Yeah? They have feathers, not fur. Isn't that nice? Someday they'll grow into be big hens and they'll be able to lay eggs. Isn't that nice? They almost sound like the dolphins, don't they? They keep, keep, keep.
Mm-hmm. But different. Yeah. You know, I'd like to ask you if you two would say some of those sounds that you were talking on the telephone.
Oh, you mean the ob-talk.
Ob-talk.
Well, Betsy here is the best ob-talker around.
Gabu, yabu, mabing, tabak, labak, tabak.
Could you say something about the chickens? And I'll say it for Mr. Rogers, all righty?
Dabu, yabu, labak.
Daba, yabu, labike.
Dabem.
There you go, Mr. Rogers.
What's that mean?
Do you like them?
Oh, sure, I like
the chickens. Daba, yabu, labitabu. Daba, dabe, wabu, babi, babig. Aben, labi, abegs.
Oh, I think I know what you mean, but I don't know the exact word. You said that they're little now, but they'll grow big, and then they'll lay eggs.
That's right.
But I still didn't understand the word. Would you say it again?
Dabe abar labitabu.
Dabe abar labitabu.
Dabe babu babi babig.
Babu babig.
It's been me a long time to learn. I'm still not fessed out yet.
How would I say I'll be back?
Abile, babi, babak.
Abile, babi, babak. Is that right?
Yabes.
Yabes.
Abile, babi, babak. Well, that's what my friends and I will learn how to say in your talk, okay?
Abile, babi, babak.
Abile, babi, babak. And I'll say that to you, too, because we must get back to my place. Thank you very much for the film, for the sounds of the dolphins, and just for being you.
Good day, Mr. Rogers. Good day to you.
Bye-bye. They're nice chickens, David.
Abile, Bobby, Bobak. I like to visit the McFeelys. So much life to them. Boy. Wouldn't you know Miss McFeely would have that thing about dolphins for us? Why don't we make a dolphin? Remember those bird puppets we made? Let's make dolphin puppets. Better sketch. The dolphin looks something like that. Just cut around there. They swam so beautifully. Did you notice the man under the water with the dolphins? It was a man who was taking the movies of them. Yeah. You know, they were going woo like this, and they even went clear over on their backs and swam around. The man was there just taking their pictures. We'll do that with the puppets. always like to see what something comes out of. See, that's where it was. And I used two pieces of paper, so there are two dolphins. Let me see now. Well, you could make puppets out of them yourself. You know, just put a straw with some tape on the back. And then on this one, put the straw on the other side, and then they can talk. Remember how Mrs. McFeely's record? Well, it's time to clean up and go for today. You and I have had a nice long visit today. Take these dolphins with me. Bye, fish. See you tomorrow. Sometimes when you want to tell a secret to somebody, you just whisper it to the person you want to tell. Some grown-ups spell their secrets, you know, S-E-C-R-E-T-S. Yeah, they just spell what they want to say in a secret. When you go to school and learn how to spell, you'll be able to spell your secrets, too, whenever you want to. Oh, there's so much that's interesting in life. It's good to be alive and good to be with you. And we will be tomorrow. Tomorrow. We'll start the day tomorrow with a song. Or two, one, two. Tomorrow, tomorrow. We'll start the day tomorrow with a smile for you. Till then, I hope you're feeling happy. Till then, I hope your day is snappy. Tomorrow, tomorrow, it soon will be tomorrow and be our day. We will say a very happy tomorrow to you. See you tomorrow. Bob Isle, Bobby Bobak.
To make this television visit are the people of the Sears Roebuck Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. This is PBS.